This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331, BocaJawSurgery.com.
Well, and baseball started yesterday.
I know.
Couldn't even get us a Whopper Jr.
I know. Marlins yesterday started off the season with a 6-5 loss in 12 innings where they had to use their bullpen.
The funny part about it is I'm leaving from the casino last night. And at the time, it's 5-3. And Craig Seeloff is the radio voice.
I really wanted them to win just for those guys.
Yeah, and he goes, you know, fortunately, we're into the bullpen, and the Marlins believe this is a strength for them. Six innings later, it looks like it's the worst thing on the team.
Yeah, well, not really.
I mean, they've already ruined my 162-0. Well, now it's 161-1.
Right.
I mean, that's the best I can give you.
But they had a shit ton of strikeouts. They didn't score a run since the sixth inning on. So they got to 12, and they didn't score a run. So the bullpen had to keep you in it the entire time. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, brother, you're playing a bad team because the Pirates are a bad team. Okay?
But you got five runs. I mean, you know, again, it's not like a –
5 runs for them is a lot.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, the pitching needs to keep the other team under 5 runs. You're not going to get 5 runs every game.
No, I know. But
I mean, Berger and Bell were, I think, like Berger had 6 for 6 or something total.
Yeah, Berger had 3 of your 8 hits. 3 RBIs. Yeah, 3 RBIs, and he went 3 of 4. He had 3 of your 8 hits. Berger pretty much was your offense yesterday.
That's the first time I've ever seen the last name actually with the U, like spelled Berger.
Yeah.
It threw me off when I saw the back of his jersey. I was like, I thought it would be B-E-R-G-E-R. But never paid attention to it.
But, hey, when we really look at it, Jake did not live up to his name. Did you get your Whopper?
No.
So you didn't get a burger? The only guy that walked out of the park with a burger was Jake, because that's his last name.
He tried to get everybody a burger, though. He did his best. I mean,
he tried.
3 RBIs. I mean, come on.
He tried, but he's got to do better. He's got to get other people, you know, frying up some burgers for us. Jake, let's go, bro. You got to motivate others to want to, you know, spread out some burgers. Well, one of many, many, many losses for the Marlins.
And kudos to the Pirates and Marlins fans that the place was packed pretty much for opening day. It's pretty good.
I know. It was good. It was a great atmosphere.
That's what fun game. Craig Mitch was saying.
Yeah, it was a fun atmosphere. It was fun. But, again, it's just they haven't won an opener since, like, 2014 or something like that. It's been tough, dude.
And I know you didn't get to watch their. Was there anything spectacular about their opening day? Remember the first time they were in Lone Depot Park or whatever it was at that time? I think it was Marlins Stadium at the time. They had Bruce Buffer out there doing the introductions and all this stuff.
Yeah.
The Dodgers had this parade of the players being introduced. And like the only pictures I saw from Marlins were them just the regular.
Yeah. Yeah, just
the regular stuff. Nothing extravagant.
No, the most extravagant thing is that there were a lot of fans in the building.
Yeah.
That's all.
I am going to try those $52 all-you-can-eat seats one time, though. Talk to the wife. We're going to do it.
Okay.
One game, I'm going. I just want to test it. You get 3 items every half inning.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it. It's the only time I'm going to get a burger from them.
But, you know, you're on this thing where you're going to lose weight. You're going to go to an all-you-can-eat?
So well, I've lost 37. If I put on 3 or 4, I can lose it real quick.
Okay. All right.
I'm doing good. I'm very
just
proud.
Just make that your only meal of the day.
It's going to be a big meal, man.
But fasting. Big meal, yeah. The rest of it, no more for the rest.
Yeah, it's all you can
starve
eat
until
and
you get
drink,
there.
By the way, too. Now.
Right. Starve until you get there.
Yeah.
And then starve after for a while.
Yeah, but I don't know, going there and being that the first thing that goes on your belly. It's not like you're getting the good stuff. You're getting the hamburgers, hot dogs from the, you know, the Marlins Cafe. You're not getting
No, of course
not. From the Cuban restaurant there.
No, no, no. Stuff. You're not going to get the good stuff.
No. Yeah, you're getting hamburgers, hot dogs, nachos. And they've added some stuff to it this year. So that's exactly Play Action 7, the fat man's struggle.
That's it. That's our lives. So they lost yesterday. Tonight, 7:10, Martin Perez and is it AJ Puke or Puke? Puke. Puck?
I think it's
Puck. Puck? Okay. Well, then the puck drops at 7:10.
What?
Okay.